As I thought about this message this morning, I thought, Lord, should I really bring this message? Or would people think that this is ridiculous? And you know, probably for at least 45 years, I felt impressed about this, and I have not seen fit to bring it before my congregation. But finally, because of what's happening in the world, the Lord impressed me, now's the time. So we're going to have it this morning. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you this morning for your love and mercy again. We thank you, Lord, for the things that have been revealed in thy word and also that are being revealed in the world today to help us to know just what is on the horizon and just what the enemy has planned to deceive the world. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding this morning and open minds as we look at this possible scenario. In Jesus' name we ask it. And thank you for answering prayer. Amen. Since I was young, I can remember talk about UFO encounters, flying saucers, aliens, and so forth. I've most of the time believed them to be satanic manifestations, and I still believe that. We've been told in the last days, Satan will appear in such a manner as to make people believe him to be Christ come a second time into the world. He will indeed transform himself into an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14. But while he will bear the appearance of Christ, so far as mere appearance goes, it will deceive none but those who, like Pharaoh, are seeking to resist the truth. However, as I have searched through all the inspired writings, I cannot find in any inspired writings just how Satan does plan to make his appearance. I have wondered sometimes if he plans to use spaceships. For example, let me read you this news article from the Russian newspaper Pravda for December 10th of just last year. Here are a few excerpts I want to give you from the article. Three giant spaceships are heading towards Earth. The largest one of them is 240 kilometers wide. Two others are smaller. At present, the objects are beyond Pluto. The spaceships were detected by HARP search system. The system, based in Alaska, was designed to study the phenomenon of northern lights. And according to the scientists at SETI, that search for extraterrestrial intelligence, the objects are nothing but extraterrestrial spaceships. They will be visible in optical telescopes as soon as they reach Mars orbit. The U.S. government has been reportedly informed about the event. The ships will reach Earth in December of 2012. And then the Daily Mail reporter of June 27th reported, if UFOs are real and trying to get our attention, perhaps they're getting a little more savvy about the way we humans work. A new video has emerged purporting to show a mothership and its fleet zipping around in the clouds above the British Broadcasting Corporation building in London. After the five white dots are seen whizzing around, one larger, brighter, disc-shaped white object moves slowly in the sky. And if you will recall, just last year, in California coast, there was an unidentified UFO coming up the coast of California. And for a couple of weeks, the buzz was around that it was something that China was sending over to test our defenses, but that was debunked, and it still to this day has not been told exactly what that was, and it's actually on video too. My friends, we've been given fair warning in Matthew 24. We are not to go see anything that has to do with the devil. Now, if this is how the devil is planning to come as Christ, When his spaceships come within view of optical telescopes, I would say, do not search for them and do not make any effort to go see them. Amen. The spirit of prophecy states, Satan is not allowed to counterfeit the manner of Christ's advent. The Savior has warned his people against deception upon this point, and has clearly foretold the manner of his second coming. Only those who have been diligent students of the Scriptures and who have received the love of the truth will be shielded from a powerful delusion that takes the world captive. By the Bible testimony, these will detect the deceiver in his disguise. Now, I pray that our study on UFO phenomenon today will provide each one of us with an acceptable understanding of the satanic nature and spiritual reality of the UFO facts, and that we may sense the urgency of drawing closer to Jesus as the world increasingly succumbs to Satan's final conspiracies just before Jesus Second coming. First of all, just what is a flying saucer or UFO? Well, an acceptable description is a flying object under some unknown but apparent intelligent command. It is capable of performing all the maneuvers of conventional aircraft with extraordinary facility. Whether the intelligence controlling the functions is from Earth or from an extraterrestrial source is undetermined. Now, just who are the intelligences in command of flying saucers? Well, the commanding forces of the phenomenon have been identified by the Holy Bible and the Holy Spirit and the spirit of prophecy, as well as by extra biblical research, as none other than demons or fallen angels under the leadership of their commandant Satan. Matthew 12:13 says, for the tree is known by its fruit. So why is the UFO event taking place? Well, the sacred scriptures and the spirit of prophecy can authoritatively address this question. Matthew 24:24 and 2 Corinthians 11:14 say, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. And then the spirit of prophecy says, as a crowning act in the great drama of deception, Satan himself will impersonate Christ. Now, this fact is spiritually programming the world population on a gradual basis to be deceived into following Satan in a rebellion against God that will bring about the world's destruction. However, those faithful to God will not be deceived and will escape the fiery holocaust that destroys Satan and all of his allies. Revelation 19:19-20. Now, Jesus, shortly before his departure from earth, made a statement of extreme importance for the future benefit of his followers and his church. It's recorded in Mark 13:22-23, where it says, false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. And in other parts of the Bible, 2 Thessalonians 2:9, Matthew 24:24, and Revelation 16:14, we are informed that these signs and wonders would largely be the workings of Satan and his fallen agents as he prepares for the final attempt to ensnare the world in his acts of delusion. Now, for the wise who are searching, heeding, and watching for the fulfillment of Christ's words and prophecies, there is an interesting report of George Adamski, who writes of his contact with an occupant of a flying saucer in the California desert. As incredible now as this might sound, It may be a wake-up call for the people of God to give attention to the strange events that are taking place in our world. And I didn't say only in the United States, I said all around the world. We're told in God's Word of great signs and wonders that will take place just before the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mr. George Williamson, a man of impressive intellect and broad education, who also had an encounter with saucer occupants, stated that the saucer occupants told him that the flying saucers were the signs and wonders referred to in the Bible that will precede the return of Jesus Christ, who is actually directing the operation and the mission of the saucers. Williamson was supposedly informed that the saucer operation has over the years been employing a gradual method of contacting Earthmen to offset fear and hysteria resulting from a mass unexpected landing. Now, this perhaps explains the historical records of various countries telling of strange bright objects in the day and night skies over their cities, their villages, and their towns. Williamson also said that their purpose was to use various indirect means through certain individuals to prepare the people of Earth for ushering in the new age of spiritual enlightenment. Have you heard anything about that? The people of Earth are not to be afraid of them, they say, because they are here to help save the world from a great international conflict that will destroy civilization. These spacemen supposedly said that they understand and they live closer to the universal law than Earthmen. Also, that this planet is the only one of the millions of inhabited worlds where there is war and death. Now, friends, we know that Satan often speaks truth when it benefits his purpose. Now, the testimonies of Williamson and Adamski, as well as other writers, I'm only bringing you just a few, contain statements and biblical viewpoints which can only be attributed to Satan. Now, it was made clear that the intelligence and saucers mentioned that Jesus Christ was one of their own order who had been assigned to Earth on a special mission. It was a follow-up to a number of messianic messengers under their auspices. Now, the same sources added that the science of truth, seen and unseen, is the basis of truth, not the ancient scriptures. Friends, it can be seen that a subtle foundation is being laid to deny the inspiration of the Bible and to call sin righteousness and righteousness sin, and to call truth error and error truth. God would have His church clearly see the nature of this satanic deception that is moving in upon the world. Williamson revealed that the space visitor said that 90% of our illness is due to our mental thinking, and that they are going to teach us as well as show us how to eradicate diseases and cure physical illnesses. This brings to my mind prophetic inspiration at what Satan is going to do about healing diseases. It was further revealed that there are supposedly 3.5 million of their spacecraft in our atmosphere, and that the time will soon come for them to make a public landing to usher in the second coming of Christ. In the meantime, he said, those people who have had contact with the saucers, directly or indirectly, and who know that they are our friends, must inform others of their purpose so they will be accepted by Earthmen when they land. That is the purpose of the saucer researchers meeting in large cities. More and more people will be contacted by saucermen and informed of their purpose to help Earthmen. The meetings will be held in various places around the world to welcome and prepare for the space visitors at the appointed time. Mr. Williamson said, when the time comes for the public landing, radios, TV sets and other devices of communication will suddenly and mysteriously be taken over by the spacemen to dispatch and herald news of their landing. Now, something that brought to my mind this very thing was here last week when the storm hit Columbia. I was listening to the radio as I was driving down the road, and all of a sudden I heard beep, 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 and a strange voice come over. The song that I was listening to was cut off, and a strange voice come over and gave a warning about flooding in a Five Points area. And after it gave a few more words, it went beep, 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 and the song came back on again. Just like that. And it brought to my mind, that's exactly what I believe is going to happen when the devil comes and makes his appearance. Now, lest you misunderstand what I'm telling you this morning, let me explain that after studying the Bible and the spirit of prophecy, along with what these people are saying about flying saucers, and there is a tremendous amount of material out there about it, my personal belief is that the flying saucer phenomenon may just be Satan's preparation to stage his masterpiece of delusion. I don't know for sure, but I am just telling you beforehand, just in case that is what it is. And as we go on, you're going to see why I'm telling you. The spirit of prophecy tells us that fearful sights of a supernatural character will soon be revealed in the heavens. Did you catch that? In the heavens, in token of the power of miracle-working demons. The spirits of devils will go forth to the kings of the earth and the whole world to fasten them in deception and urge them on to unite with Satan in his last struggle against the government of heaven. As the crowning act in the great drama of deception, Satan himself will impersonate Christ. Now, my friends, few will deny the fact that the saucer phenomenon is the most supernatural spectacle of modern times. The spirits of devils or demons are here disguised as beings from another planet, and their presence is unprecedented because they are contacting Earthmen directly and personally without the customary use of the psychic medium. They're exploiting man's lack of biblical knowledge and their ignorance to deceive those of earth who do not have a saving relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So, what methods are they using to fasten the world in this deception and urge it on to unite with Satan in his last struggle against the government of heaven? Well, they're using sensational and mass propaganda. Thousands of advertisements are mailed to people urging them to attend meetings and listen to amazing lectures given by men who claim to have personal contact with saucers and their occupants. People have flocked to these meetings by the thousands in different parts of the world. Radio and TV have dramatized and reviewed over national networks the experience of these men. Subtly, the world is being lured into Satan's net by these incredulous and amazing stories of contacts between Earthmen and extraterrestrial visitors in their spacecraft. Now, since we're told in 2 Corinthians 11:14 that Satan can transform himself into an angel of light, we can understand how, as his crowning act, he will be able to impersonate Christ. So in considering the saucer phenomenon, in the light of this scripture and the concluding sentence from a great controversy, which I just previously read, we're led to understand how Satan himself, when the time is right, in various parts of the world, may well be planning to appear with the most spectacular and dazzling squadron of flying saucers ever beheld by human eyes to present himself as the returning Christ. I wish I could have shown you actual photographs of these things. They're not doctored. Real. But friends, only the restraining power of God and strict obedience to His Word will protect us from this great delusion. Matthew 24:26 tells us, "Therefore, if they shall say to you, 'He is in the desert,' do not go there. 'He is in the secret places,' do not believe it. Only following God's word will keep the child of God from flocking out with the thousands of spectators who will jam the highways, the roads, and the thoroughfares leading to the places where they can see this great spectacle and satisfy their burning curiosity. Every deluded person that goes to look upon the spectacle, wherever it is displayed, will be entranced by the attractions that will greet their eyes and take possession of their senses. Satan will not rely only upon optical illusions to take the world captive, but will be prepared with a physical display that will satisfy the touch and the feel senses of the most avowed skeptic, and yet appeal to the sympathy and the emotions of the unwary Christian. And do not think the Seventh-day Adventists will be immune from that. Though we may be challenged by man or curiosity to go forth and look upon the spectacle, the only safe course is the instruction Christ has left: go not forth. Don't turn that TV on to look at it. Satan is a master hypnotist, and when we willingly look at his deceptions, we are opening up ourselves to be deceived. The spirits of devils, appearing as angels of light from other worlds, are denying the divinity of Christ, claiming immortality of the dead, and stating the scriptures are in error. Surely we recognize these as the earmarks of the prince of darkness, don't we? My friends, the world is in a critical state of affairs, and people everywhere are looking for some way out of their dilemma. And we see it more and more every day as we watch the news. The world is in a terrible financial state today. It is at such a time as this that Satan will be most likely to make his appearance as a great deliverer, telling us how to satisfy and fix all those problems that are facing the world. He will not pass up the opportunity to take advantage of the world's plight. Appearing as a savior of the world, the benefactor of mankind, the long-looked-for Christ, he will sweep the inhabitants of the unrighteous world right into his snare. Now, these observations draw meaningful attention to the importance of the prophetic gift, serving as a guiding light. Special attention is given to the striking parallelism between incidents in the UFO scenario and the spirit of prophecy statements, where it says, "The coming of the Lord is to be preceded by the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders." Brothers and sisters, are you now so firmly established upon God's word that you will not yield to the evidence of your senses? Signs of the saucers may just signal that the curtain of time is about to rise on the most masterful and dramatic act ever staged by Satan, the counterfeit of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if so, the world is being prepared for the master deceiver as a result of communications between the spirits of devils in the flying saucers and earthmen. Many who, though professing to be Bible-based Christians, could be deceived, as predicted by the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy 4:1, where it states, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." May every child of God be alerted to this possible deception that is coming upon the world and not be taken captive. Our only escape is to weigh every doctrine with the law and the testimonies and remain anchored, body and spirit, in the truth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Isaiah 8, verse 20. In Satan's impersonation, he will claim that he has authorized the transfer of the seventh-day Sabbath observance to Sunday, the first day of the week. Now, this tactic may be timed to enhance any Sunday movement being legislated At the same time, through the government religious initiatives of the New World Order and Rome's First Day Agenda. And if you don't believe about the First Day Agenda, look it up and see the First Day. It provides Satan with the popular Protestant support needed for his insidious attack on the Bible Sabbath, which is coming more and more to the front. My friends, as I consider this ploy by the enemy, I cannot but believe God is attempting to awaken his spiritually asleep and unaware followers and the general population to a sense of satanic foreboding hovering over the world. As previously mentioned, the spirit of prophecy states, as a crowning act in the great drama of deception, Satan himself will impersonate Christ. In different parts of the earth, Satan will manifest himself among men as a majestic being of dazzling brightness, resembling the description of the Son of God given by John in Revelation. In gentle, compassionate tones, he presents some of the same gracious, heavenly truths which the Savior uttered. He heals the diseases of the people, and then, in his assumed character of Christ, he claims to have changed the Sabbath to Sunday and commands all to hallow the day which he has blessed. The glory that surrounds him is unsurpassed by anything that mortal eyes have yet beheld. The shout of triumph rings out upon the air. Christ has come! Christ has come! And the people prostrate themselves in adoration before him while he lifts up his hands and pronounces a blessing upon them, as Christ blessed his disciples when he was upon the earth. My friends, when Satan makes his personal appearance on earth under the guise of the returned Christ, what would be a more captivating and enchanting ploy to enlist the world in his game of deception than to make his grand entry on earth personal and visible in a glorious escort of UFOs? Can you visualize the possibility of Satan staging a grand UFO landing on earth, one that is masterfully captivating and grandiose and spectacular? It can be staged so impressively that only those minds protected by the biblical shield of truth and obedience and the abiding presence of God will be able to resist the power of a deception. Will you be among one of those? Friends, Satan, the masterful magician, has reserved his greatest illusion until the time is right and the world is receptive. And I do believe the present demonstrations in the sky and on land are conditioning the world for the counterfeit of a second coming of Christ. Remember, the Bible states in Revelation that Satan can command fire to come down right out of heaven in the sight of men. Do not think for one moment that he cannot stage this. Something is putting those UFOs up there. It's becoming increasingly evident that the UFO presence around the world is preparing Earth for a grand design, which ultimately will be a grand tragedy for all who have not put their trust in God's holy word. The spirit of prophecy further tells us the restraint which has been upon the wicked is removed, and Satan has entire control of the finally impenitent. He will then plunge the inhabitants of the earth into one great time of trouble. I can see the things that are beginning to happen all over the world can very easily escalate and culminate all at the same time, where the whole world will be plunged into a time of trouble, like the Bible says, such as the world has never seen. As the angels of God cease to hold in check the fierce winds of human passion, all the elements of strife will be let loose. The whole world will be involved in a ruin more terrible than that which came upon Jerusalem of old. A time of trouble such a world has never seen, the Bible says. Now, to bring the world to such a state of social and spiritual anarchy, Satan must first capture the minds of our thought leaders within the scientific, the intellectual, government, and religious communities. It'll take the most innovative, overwhelming, and seductive form of spiritualism to do so. In the process, appearing as a miracle-working world savior, he will deceive the nations, including their most brilliant minds. He declares that those who persist in keeping holy the seventh day are blaspheming his name by refusing to listen to his angels sent to them with light and truth. This is a strong, almost overmastering delusion. Like the Samaritans who were deceived by Simon Magus, the multitudes from the least to the greatest give heed to these sorceries, saying, "This is the great power of God." My friends, the enemy of souls is setting up the world to be taken prey. This is because the knowledge of God has been largely pushed into the background of modern relevance. However, there is a promised blessing for those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Satan is seeking to push this devotion from the hearts of each one of us. However, the faithful Christian will be characterized by the spiritual desire to study and to do the will of God with steadfastness. The view that Christian grace, now this is important, this is prevalent in the world today. The view that Christian grace and freedom supersede the Ten Commandments is a non-biblical doctrine and encourages careless Christian living and immorality. Through Christ and His grace, we obey the law. The Bible says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?" Romans 6 verses 1 and 2. Now the study and evaluation of the ongoing UFO phenomenon within the context of the Bible and the great controversy, as well as secular writings on this topic, provide evidence that the UFO phenomenon has all the potential for fulfilling Satan's most masterful deception that he has programmed for the last remnants of time. Already, for the past 4 to 5 decades, scientists have been seeking signs of intelligent life elsewhere in the universe. Jill Tarter of NASA's Ames Research Center says, "We have been looking for evidence of another civilization's technology. Maybe others out there have set up radio beacons to say, 'Hello, we are here.'" That's NASA. Friends, is the Prince of Deception preparing for a second time to play upon man's curiosity? You know his library of misinformation is inexhaustible and cataloged to deceive and to falsify every instance of truth. In the documentary entitled "The Saucers Speak," there are related many messages claimed to have been received from saucer occupants by means of radio telegraphy. And out in the desert, out west, there are acres and acres and acres of huge dish antenna trying to captivate, trying to receive these messages from outer space. The UFO phenomenon suggests a new satanic approach towards structuring a new world order of faith, worship, and political supervision under the control of papal and Protestant authority, united with spiritualism. The three are spearheading Satan's final war of rebellion and treason against God's Ten Commandment law and his authority as creator. Satan's counterfeit of Christ's return may just serve as a grand finale of the UFO phenomenon. Now the delusions of UFO spiritualism allow Satan and his fallen angels to play and engineer the end time game of mind control among the nations. He then proceeds to lead the sinful world in rejecting God's authority through the act of renouncing the claims of the fourth commandment, Sabbath. The final earthly contest between Christ and Satan will demand all of mankind to be on one side or the other, Our daily Christian living is preparing us for us to stand either for the commandments and the Sabbath or to be on the side of the opposing forces. Jesus, who is the way, and the truth, and the life, has already pointed out the position of his followers. If you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. John 14, verse 15. My friends, the signs of the times indicate that our Lord's return is imminent. Amen. It is crucial to our eternal salvation to examine ourselves in the light of God's Word, so that we will be found without spot or wrinkle at our Lord's return. Now, four imperative ingredients for a vibrant Christian living are prayer, Bible study, church attendance, and witnessing by sharing our faith in words and serving the needy. And as we observe that our spiritually sick world is dying, the three angels' messages of Revelation 14, 6 through 10 is heaven's remedy. Every true child of God is assigned to invite whosoever will, to partake of heaven's remedy. Are we faithfully doing our part in offering the water of life and God's special message to those whom we come in contact day by day? Soon the decree will go forth from the lips of Jesus in the heavenly sanctuary saying, "It is done." Revelation 16, verse 17. And it should be the desire of every believing, Christ-centered Seventh-day Adventist to be among those who overcome the beast and his image and the UFO delusions of Satan and the New World Order. In the final crisis, all who choose to do otherwise will be among the unrighteous and unbelieving sinners in the lake of fire. Yes, yes. But to the faithful sons and daughters of God and Jesus Christ His Son, it will be their privilege as overcomers to experience the final, the most sublime, rewarding, and enduring blessing possible to humans, to at last see our Savior face to face, our King, and our Redeemer.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Let us pray. Our dear Father in heaven, we thank you this morning for your wonderful love and mercy. And dear Lord, we don't know exactly how the devil will make his appearance, but if he would make his appearance the described way this morning, help us not to be deceived. And when we hear of a mass landing of UFOs, help us not even to bother to go look and see. And dear Lord, I want to pray that you will shield your people from the delusions of the last days. And help us, dear Lord, to submit our hearts to you fully and totally, laying all on the altar of sacrifice for Jesus, because we ask it all in his precious name. Amen.
Amen.